The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is again Jane, CEO of Vector Capital. VCAP is the ticker. Again, thanks for joining me.
Right, thank you for inviting me, Dustin.
Yeah, big day for you. Your first day of dealings on AIM, and we'll discuss the details of why you're doing it and what you're hoping to achieve. But before we do that again, for people obviously not familiar because you're just brand new, just give us a summary as to what the business is about, please.
Okay, so Vector Capital then provides finance to a niche segment in the market, which are mainly property developers. So these are people that would buy properties, typically office blocks, dilapidated large residential properties, and even other types of commercial properties, with the main view of converting them to flats.
I see.
So they would use us for the period of buying the property and doing the conversion works. And when that is done, then they can refinance with traditional lenders like high street banks, etc. But for that initial period of the first 1 or 2 years when they need to do the work, that's when they come to Vector.
Understand. So why now? Why are you listing on AIM? And you know, specifically, why now, this period?
Okay, so you know, the main lenders, i.e. the banks, have vacated this space over the last few years. As a result, the demand that we're facing is quite extraordinary, and our own organic sort of resources of plowing back profits from previous years just isn't sufficient, and we really needed to raise further capital, and that's the reason for listing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've raised, is it 3 million, I think, and what are you going to be using it for then, again?
Right, the way our model works is that all 3 million will go straight into new lending. Mm-hmm. So with that money will be used to finance further construction and development of residential property. But against that, we also have bank facilities, debt facilities that allow us then to draw down funds against that. So then we can then replow the initial amount of capital back into further new lending. It has a multiplier effect of, I would say, about 3 to 1.
I understand. And I say, obviously, you're listing on AIM to raise capital to grow faster. And so looking forward, you know, maybe next 12 months, what are you hoping to achieve, you know, operationally?
Our main aim is to increase the amount of transactions that we can do and assist more developers to build more property. And the main function is to try and increase the loan book size.
Yeah, and just going back to that, there you said, talk about the property market and banks have stepped out of this area. And is this a recent thing or has it been happening gradually? What's happening there?
It's been happening over a period of time. And it's not unnatural. You know, the banks require a lot of sort of understanding of the market, and you can't really do that at branch level. The branches are shutting. They don't have the type of people that will be able to talk to businesses that want to do this. And it's so it's being left for specialist players like ourselves.
I understand. Okay, well, listen, I wish you a happy first day dealing. Hopefully we speak again. But every day on the podcast, again, what I do is I highlight the top 5 most followed companies on the Vox Markets platform. To get on that most followed list, of course, people have to hit a follow button. So people listening right now, like the sound of what you're talking about and what you're doing, the sector you're in, give them 3 reasons, if you could, why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, look, first thing I'd say is that, you know, the economy is going through a big period of gloom and doom. Mm-hmm. And we're one of the sort of segments in the market that are still showing some steady growth. Mm-hmm. So that's probably a big reason that, you know, we're one of the shining stars in you know, that you can expect. Mm-hmm. We've got a track record of paying dividends, and going forward, you know, we've got a very progressive dividend policy. all of the money that we get, it goes straight back into to growing the business. And we've got a very long record of success. So we're not a startup. We're a business here that's come to scale up and show good returns to investors.
Excellent stuff. Well, it's good to have you on. And like I said, first day of dealings, and hopefully we'll catch up again in the not too distant future. Thanks very much again.
Right. Thank you, Justin. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.